Wendy Davis announced only 5 days ago her intention to run for governor, and it may be no mistake she chose San Antonio as one of her first campaign stops.
San Antonio, of course, has an incredible story to tell about its how much it values education, how much it values creating public-private partnerships that keep our economy strong. It's a shining example of what we want to see happening all over the state of Texas, and is one of the reasons that I'm running for governor.
Davis toured Rackspace Cloud Computing, headquartered off Walsham Road in the old Windsor Park Mall. She received a personal walkthrough of the upbeat and colorful renovated space. Banners, flags, and signs hang from just about everywhere. The old food court sign is even lit up, but with R2-D2 on one side, projecting a hologram of the Rackspace logo. She slid down the two-story twirly slide that's become legendary around town, and then gave a victory pose with her arms up in the air. Later, in a room full of Rackers, that's the word they use for Rackspace employees, San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro officially welcomed Davis to town.
Bienvenida, San Antonio!
He quickly added he's behind her on this journey.
Today, I am very proud to stand here with Senator Davis and to endorse her for governor of Texas.
Davis began her talk with a personal story, how she went to work by the age of 14, how she was married and divorced by the age of 19, and she began raising her daughter as a single parent. She went on to college and eventually Harvard Law School. She says her story is a success and wants that for other Texans too. But she called the current Republican leadership in Texas a failure and says there should be a change.
I'm asking you to be a part of investing in making sure that the journey that you're on, the story that you can tell, is a story that can be told by Texans generation after generation after generation.
That word investing is one she used strategically. She said it again during questions with the media, where I asked her if she could match or beat her main Republican opponent, Attorney General Greg Abbott, and his multi-million dollar campaign.
I feel very confident that people will invest in the future of Texas by investing in this race. We're already seeing tremendous contributions come in. People are excited all over the state, and I'm thrilled to be the person who they're putting their investment in, their faith in, and their vote in November of next year.
She says she exceeded a recent one-day goal of $500,000 in contributions. She's realistic and says the next 13 months will be challenging, but she also remains optimistic that she will be able to turn Texas around. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.